speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show. It's Tuesday, November 3rd, Election Day 2020. And today we're going to find out what an election is like when you don't have free speech, when you don't have open voting, where you're not allowed to assemble properly, you're not allowed to have political conventions. This is where we are, 2020. And as we have Biden pledging to gut religious freedom protection, saying religious people give hate a safe harbor. Well, we already see how that looks. As a matter of fact, yesterday, I saw a video that was sent to me. The channel was Acts 17 Apologetics, and the YouTube Trust and Safety Team age-restricted a video that was just talking about the gospel. And because it gives safe harbor to hate. And the video was, how can God die? And so they put it behind, they basically blocked it after he complained about that. Other people notified him of that. What they did was they put an age restriction on it. You have to sign in. And, of course, you know, if you don't have a YouTube account like me, you're not allowed to see it. But, you know, you can watch all kinds of porn stuff there. Not a problem. You can subscribe to Netflix and get your cuties. But you can't watch a question about how can God die. And why does he have that? Well, he had that because he was addressing it in a very respectful way to Muslims who had a question. If Jesus is God, how could he die? So that's the whole thing. They believe that Jesus is a prophet, a very important prophet. They just don't believe that Jesus died. So he wrote that to stop that. So I don't really think we need Biden to put censorship in, do we? It's fully established. As a matter of fact, Twitter is saying that they're going to censor even any elected officials with warning labels if they claim victory. And Facebook has declared its intention to throttle all discussion on election eve. Twitter has 7 corporate media outlets that they're going to allow to call the election results. Nobody else is going to be allowed. We have a story up on Infowars.com. Biden plans to assert control as president-elect, if declared winner by these 7 news organizations and the 3 social media companies that back them up. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? How did we get here? Well, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it? Kind of thought 4 years ago President Trump was going to take it on. He talked tough. He tweeted like a paper tiger. He didn't do a damn thing about any of this. So here we are today. A lockdown, dumpster fire election with violence about to happen. Why? Because nothing was done. Nothing was done. The censorship got more and more bold. They didn't just shadow ban covert people and deny it. They overtly did it with InfoWars just before the last election, the midterm elections. The Republicans lost badly. But like Trump, they couldn't be bothered to do anything to defend free speech, not even to defend their political careers, although their political careers might have some golden parachutes attached by the globalists in case they don't win again. Alex, you see that B-roll there. Alex went to the hearings or being held by little Marco Rubio right after he was kicked out. Marco claimed he didn't know who he was. Well, you're going to find out who your masters are this time. It's the people who control your speech. It's one of the reasons why free speech and freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion, are the first 2 things in the First Amendment. Yeah, there really is a connection to those, even though Amy Coney Barrett drew a blank when she was asked point blank why those things are in the First Amendment. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. We'll be right back.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, November 3rd, Election Day 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is now day 232 of America locked down and held hostage. And now we get to see what a post-Constitution, post-Bill of Rights election looks like. Well, it kind of looks like a dumpster fire. Kind of looks like a hostage crisis, actually. And what's been held hostage is the news. We've had censorship rolling out big time, like we have never even, nobody ever even imagined would happen in America without a war. And yet nobody fought against it. You know, President Trump didn't do anything. He criticized President Trump for doing nothing about free speech. You're criticized by his supporters. His supporters don't try to light a fire under him to get anything done. No. They criticize you if you criticize him. That's the kind of mentality that we have right now. That's why we're in the dangerous dumpster fire situation we're in right now. Everybody thinks everything depends on Washington. And do not criticize our masters, left or right. They're above criticism. Don't ever try to get them to do the right thing. Just fall in line and obey. Obey your government. Put on your mask. Take your shot. Take your test. Get your number from the beast. All of this stuff. I'm fed up with this whole situation, quite frankly. It is a dumpster fire. And if Trump loses, he damn well deserves it. And every Republican on the ballot who sat by silently while we've had 100,000 businesses, tens of millions of jobs purged, these people who are supposed to be about protecting economic freedom, they never cared much about individual liberty. But economic freedom, that was something you could always count on them for, at least. Well, they basically chucked that right now. They sat by passively, and actively participated in it, most of them. They passed a radical communist approach, universal basic income, the stimulus check. I mean, that was something a year ago. We were looking at this and saying, can you believe that the radical wing of the Democrat Party is proposing this? And what are they doing now? Republicans are doing that. They're putting us into so much debt. They've leveraged our debt to the central bankers, the International Monetary Fund, for the Great Reset, the Great Debt Reset. They have sold us out to these Goldman Sachs bankers and these globalist bankers, central bankers, while they've got the CIA and DARPA working on contact tracing programs left, right, and center as they prepare 5G and a vaccine to lock us up if we refuse, to track us if we run, to poison us if we stay in place. That's where we are in 2020. So let's, by all means, talk about these shills that we have. You know, one of the things that really got me upset, I didn't see this at first. Somebody sent this to me. They had a Halloween celebration in Wuhan. In Wuhan! In Wuhan! Thousands of people celebrating Halloween. We're told by our dictators, don't celebrate Halloween. Don't hand out candy. Don't do anything. But in Wuhan, they've got thousands of people dressing up in costumes. Pirates, superheroes, zombie nurses. How's that for in your face? Zombie nurses partying on Halloween in Wuhan. The Happy Valley Wuhan Amusement Park. You see, this whole thing, it's not a pandemic. It's a plan. The plan and every aspect of this plan that they have imposed on us as we see that we don't have a pandemic, they continue with a lockdown, just as they're doing in Australia. It's a global plan. And these people who are in charge, these Republicans and Democrats are a bunch of quislings. They're a Vichy government that is sold out to the people that have conquered us without firing a shot, the Chinese. But you have Trump supporters in Florida chanting, fire Fauci, fire Fauci. As a matter of fact, let's listen to them. Video clip number 8.
This is what happens November 4th. You won't hear too much about it. You won't hear too much about it.
Okay, so November 4th, we're going to fire Fauci. All right. So here we are, 232 days of lockdown. They're partying in Wuhan, laughing at us. And Fauci's been putting out the guidelines, the recommendations. President Trump put out an executive order that declared a state of emergency on which the worst of the Democrats have continued their lockdown orders, saying, well, as long as there is a federal emergency declaration, my executive orders stand. It doesn't matter. What? There is no time limit on this. As long as there is a standing executive order from President Trump, a state of emergency, my orders remain. And we have Republican governors like Brad Little in Idaho and like Greg Abbott here in Texas, who, as this thing was unfolding, even though there wasn't any pandemic, they issued lockdown orders, mask orders. We're still under mask orders here in Texas because it was financially incentivized by the government. Yeah, you put in an executive order and Fauci and the Trump White House will give you a check, just like they did with a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Same thing. And so here we are today. We have a lockdown election. We were told 4 years ago, you know, it was InfoWars that came up with the Hillary for prison t-shirt. Looked like her Hillary for president thing, except instead of president, it said for prison. And you had shouts 4 years ago of lock her up. She wasn't locked up. The people who committed these crimes, the people at the highest levels of government, the FBI, the CIA, the FISA court that was created to stop this very thing. Back in the 1970s, they knew as soon as the CIA and NSA had been created, they were already spying on Americans, dragnet surveillance. And yet, even as these people were exposed, and didn't expect anything to happen under Obama, but even after these people were exposed, even after they were exposed for what they were doing to President Trump, Trump didn't do anything to defend himself. He just let it roll. It was 4D chess, right? Let me tell you something. It was 4D chess, all right. And we've been checkmated. We've been checkmated. We didn't lock her up. We didn't end any of the corruption. We didn't fire these people. Didn't try them. Clapper was never, never tried for committing perjury under oath publicly on television to the Senate and the American people. So these people conspired to overthrow the election of President Trump. Nothing happened to them. Instead, we got locked down. We got gagged. We got silenced. We had our businesses and jobs and liberties and property taken away. And now they're coming for our very lives. With these vaccines and the 5G, they're going to track us, vax us. Yeah, it's 4D chess, all right. 4D chess. And they had President Trump to keep the patriots pacified. You sat there, said nothing, did nothing. Are you going to do something now? Oh, well, you know, after the day after the election, I might fire Fauci. Yeah, I appreciate the advice. Maybe I'll do that. Well, you're about 200 days too late. Joe Biden says, well, I'm going to hire Dr. Fauci, and we're going to fire Donald Trump. See, that's the big change. That's the big change. So with President Trump, we have Fauci for 232 days, but, you know, Biden will continue him, and he'll speed things up. And maybe you patriots will wake up. The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural fertilizer. We'll be right back.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt so then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Remember, don't worry, be happy, everything's going to be all right. Over and over, you know, we're told, let the technocracy spy on you. Let big tech control what you do. They will never abuse their power. They will never hurt you. And just as soon as they got their global AI grid in, they used communist China as the beta test to sell the world on a dystopic martial law lockdown. When it all started 8-9 months ago, I told you, it's never going to end. They're never going to turn loose this power. They're going to make you have internal passports on your phones to leave your house, to have a job, to travel. They're going to add more and more restrictions on of how you get that travel pass. Remember The Running Man, Schwarzenegger movie in the mid-80s, written by Stephen King about a future police state? Watch that movie and then compare it to today. We are in the absolute brand, the absolute mold of a classic authoritarian
dystopic nightmare. We've got to reject this now before it's cemented.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Here's the difference between President Trump and I. President Trump wants to get rid of Fauci. Well, I'm going to hire him. Well, he's been there. He's been there for 35 years. And he's never done anything like this with a pandemic. And so I guess, is this an admission from Biden at the last minute that he agrees with the Trump lockdown? That he agrees with all this stuff that Fauci has done? Because it was Trump who gave Fauci the platform. It was Trump who gave Fauci the authority. And it was because of these two smart people, Fauci and Birx, that President Trump issued the guidelines, recommendations, and the emergency, state of emergency executive order that's allowed these Democrats and Republicans to continue this. So is Biden saying that he agrees with Fauci? Evidently, yes. Evidently, yes. So I don't know. I guess I think we've got a clip now of the new simulator that Fauci is going to use, because they're able to predict the future, right? There it is right there. How long will the COVID crisis last? And there it is. You know, will it last into next year? Oh, yes, it says. You know, the magic eight ball. There it is. You thought it was just a kid's toy. You know, early training with Ouija boards and this to get into the occult and divination. But, you know, Fauci's been doing divination the whole year. Yeah, he's able to tell exactly how long this is going to last. And he just said, I played for you a couple of weeks ago. He went to a conference in Australia where everything is so bad. And he was bragging about the fact, well, it ain't going to be over by second, third quarter next year. Even if we got a vaccine, it ain't going to be over. Probably go into 2022. How did he know that? Well, he's got one of those magic eight ball things, right? You know, I saw a story yesterday. Some doctor was defrauded by a couple. Actually, it was in India. But I thought, well, maybe Fauci's there with the Gates Foundation pushing some vaccines or something. But this doctor was defrauded by a couple of con men who convinced him that they had an Aladdin's lamp that actually had a genie attached to it. And I thought that sounds like Fauci. But I think actually the magic eight ball is really more his style. And it puts us behind the eight ball as well, doesn't it? You know, we had a judge in California who has limited Governor Newsom's powers during the coronavirus pandemic. This judge, and this is a lawsuit that was brought by a couple of Republican assemblymen. And these guys are good guys, James Gallagher and Kevin Kiley, because they can't do anything in the California House. Because, you know, if you're in a legislative body like that, you have no power, because everything is not even going to come to the floor unless the Democrat majority agrees. So what they did was they went outside, they filed a lawsuit to stop the California governor, Newsom, and the judge agreed with him, said that he had and has restrained him from issuing any further unconstitutional orders. Oh, he's done a lot. And so the judge limited his powers during the so-called pandemic. And I have to ask, you know, where is Attorney General Barr in all this? Where has President Trump been? You know, we had have different branches of government, as the lawmaker said in a joint statement. This is a victory for separation of powers. Newsom has continued to create and to change state law without public input, without the deliberative process provided by the legislature. So he shut down the state legislature. He's just acting as a dictatorial governor. But see, we have all these different branches of government. The whole design of the Constitution was so that you had power distributed by competing branches who could come against each other. And we've seen that type of thing in the past. We've seen Eisenhower, for example, come against state judges who were denying civil liberties to people in their states, you know, saying, well, you can't go to this school because you're black or whatever. And so Eisenhower said, no, you can't deny basic civil liberties because we have a constitution. You swore to this constitution, so did I. I'm going to enforce the constitution, equal protection under the law. Not happening now, is it? We don't have Congress calling these people out. We don't have the president, the executive branch. We don't have the Supreme Court, that's for sure, not calling these people out. And so, you know, the question is, as we look at this, as we have the DNA vaccine being set up to be delivered by the military, they're bragging about that, saying this is not going to be a pull model. This is not going to be based on demand. It's going to be pushed. It's going to be pushed. And the CDC is putting out questionnaires to all these different governors saying, report to us. You report to us. You tell us how you're going to store, distribute this vaccine. And I want to know what the structures are for you to report everybody who's had it, who they are, all their personal details, when and where they had the vaccine, and if these people refuse. I want to know that information within 24 hours. But don't worry, because it's not going to be mandatory. No, 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 no. Let me tell you something. If President Trump wins, if he fires Fauci, he'll put somebody in that is just as bad. It'll be another bureaucrat. As I played yesterday, the shutdown D.C. bureaucrats talking about how we can do whatever we want in our position as bureaucrats. We can slow walk this stuff. We can make sure it doesn't happen. As I tweeted out this morning, you're worried about all these punks on the street? Well, they're easily enough dealt with. The big enemy is the one that you don't see. But now we've seen them bragging about what they do on Zoom. And I've been telling you that the real government is a permanently entrenched bureaucracy. And it is. The bureaucracy, the CIA, the military-industrial surveillance complex behind all of them, they're the ones. When President Trump says, well, I think we'll pull the troops home from such and such a country, the generals will come out and say, no, that's not happening. Pompeo came out and said, well, the president says these things from time to time, but we then talk to him, and he realizes that he's not going to do it. What do? They show him the Zapruder film? What do? So when we look at this, we have a tenured New York University professor under fire for making mask comments. This is a guy, and I've talked about this before, but I just remind you again, Mark Crispin Miller teaches a course on propaganda. He's a tenured professor who teaches a course on propaganda at New York University in the Media, Culture, and Communication Department. And he was telling the class, he spent an entire class period telling students that wearing masks doesn't prevent the spread of COVID-19. He told them hydroxychloroquine trials are made to fail so that more people would be given the vaccine and have their DNA changed. And they said, well, we got to get rid of this guy. You know, because let me tell you, he knows propaganda when he sees it. He's been talking about this for a long time. He's been there since 1997. In 1988, he wrote a book, Boxed In, The Culture of Television. In 1990, he wrote Seeing Through Movies. Then he wrote The Bush Dyslexicon, Observations on National Disorder, 2001. Cruel and Unusual, Bush-Cheney's New World Order, 2004. Fooled Again, How the Right Stole the 2004 Election, Why They'll Steal the Next One Too, Unless We Stop Them. And again, they'll steal all of those. We've got a report coming up from Alex Jones. And by the way, as they try to shut us down, remember, you're going to be able to find us. We've got a new URL, electionnight.news.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you locked down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Much of the time on big issues and societal developments, InfoWars is many, many years ahead. And almost all the time, we are tomorrow's news today. But there's a blind spot that InfoWars has. I've noticed that really informed people have this as well. I know a lot of you tuning in are some of the most informed people out there. So I want you to be retrospective and kind of examine yourself, because that's what I do every day. This Hunter Biden laptop is important, but the new audio confirmed to be him, where he admits he works under the communist Chinese spy chief, he should be arrested right now. That is so huge. That is hiding in plain view, and it's getting almost no attention. We have to get that information out to everybody. It's all posted on InfoWars.com, so many other major patriotic sites. But we need to get it out to everybody and remember that we know all of this. We knew it a long time ago. So when it breaks now, we kind of go, okay, tell us something we didn't know. The point is, now it's documented, now it's proven. Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTree Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Bio True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. But you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Our worst fears have now been confirmed. It is Election Day, November 3rd. 2020, Paul Joseph Watson has the article with the statements by the Joe Biden campaign in Axios. Biden plans to assert control as president-elect if declared winner by news organizations. And they've been laying this out for months that only 7 trusted news agencies are allowed to even show you election numbers. They clearly are going to try to steal it in one fell swoop tonight. That's plan A. If that fails, and it's clear that Trump is the overwhelming winner, they then plan to lock down D.C., start fires, and attack people all over the United States, try to kill the stock market, hold up the results for months, and try to drive Trump from power. This is the official Democratic Party stratagem. Documents have now come out with a large group of federal employees led by U.S. intelligence analysts that are working on the dark side to carry out Plan B. This is our country absolutely surrounded by traitorous enemies. But if we wake up and if we speak up, we're going to be able to override this. This is a very, very important time
obviously, for not just the United States, but the entire world. This is a major crossroads. Can the corporate global media and the communist Chinese and the authoritarian EU and the God-hating Hollywood trash, along with the communist academia and others, with all these big banking financiers and big tech allied with radical Islam, crush what's left of the West and Christianity that threatens their godless globalist system? That's what this is a giant battle in the history of human liberty. And they are now publicly saying, we're going to have the media declare Joe Biden the winner prematurely and then cut Trump off if he contests it, because only ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, of course, and AP are trusted. Think about that. Now, look for Fox to be the Judas Iscariot here, or the Brutus. I would look for Fox to be the ones that will declare Biden the winner. This is following past activities where they put out some of the fakest polls. But they will be seen as having credibility because they're, quote, Fox and pro-Trump, which they're not really. They have a few pro-Trump hosts like Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, but that's about it. So we'll have live coverage today with David Knight, right through my broadcast with Alex Jones, right through Owen Schroyer, right through 24 hours as this unfolds. Trump needs to challenge the media if it's clear that they're lying. Trump needs to challenge them when they try to hold up the election or they go with plan B. But it is so critical to get the article from Infowars.com and Newswars.com and to share it. And remember, they're blocking our URLs on most big platforms, so you can use the new URL, electionnight.news, where on the front page we have the live feeds of our election coverage that all kicked off with David Knight at 8 a.m. this morning. The censorship is intensifying because they're getting ready to have what I'm calling their media coup, where the media comes in and declares Joe Biden the winner. They are criminals, they're engaged in fraud, they're foreign-owned, they're mercenaries, they're PR hacks for totalitarian regimes and evil corporations. And they can't stand the populist movement worldwide that's spreading, and so they need this decisive victory, though fake. And they've never gotten in trouble for all their other coup attempts, all their other frauds. That's why past behavior is the most indicative of future behavior and future outcomes. I'm expecting them to try to steal this with massive election fraud and the mail-in ballots today. And if it's even close, they're going to declare Biden the winner prematurely and then shut everybody down and then activate their forces to basically go around and thug the general population into submission. This is not going to go well. In fact, this is the worst possible path for the globalists, but they just can't help themselves. If they let the people elect Trump, let him try to turn the country around, they can creep around behind the scenes and try to reorganize their new world order. But having this decisive fraud here, their global lockdown and all of it, they have reached too far. And if they really are stupid enough to kill Trump or remove him or cheat us, it's going to cause a chain reaction that down the road will be even more destructive to the globalists and the so-called elites. All right, back to David Knight, live on air with the kickoff of our election coverage 2020. You are just as important as David Knight or myself or anybody. You have the power to share intel, to get news out that no one else is able to see because you're on the ground, and to spread the word, Paul Revere's, right now about election coverage that's happening at band.video, infowars.com, and newswars.com, and, of course, electionnight.news. Please pray for President Trump. Pray for Providence. Pray for America. God bless.
Yeah, that's right. And who are those blessed seven news organizations that are going to tell you what to do? Well, it's the same big three that were always there as part of Operation Mockingbird, ABC, CBS, NBC. They always said that as I was growing up, it was always the same news on every channel. It was just, you know, which anchor you liked. And they would tell you, just as Walter Cronkite did, and that's the way it is, because we all agree. And that's what they're trying to recreate again. That's why you have the big three social media companies. Everybody come here. It's all free. And now they've locked everything down. And now that everybody goes to those sites to get their news, they can give them a consistent, uniform narrative that has been carefully constructed by the government. So you have ABC, CBS, NBC. Then you have AP, the Associated Press, also left-wing. As a matter of fact, I've got an article here. from another trusted source, although they will not be the ones calling this, but Reuters. They have Factbox. A Biden presidency could bring better gas mileage, cheaper drugs, and less doom scrolling. I'm not really sure what they mean by doom scrolling, but I know you'll get your free vaccines. They'll be free. Quote unquote free. And, you know, gas mileage, you won't be going anywhere. You won't have any engines. You will have electric cars, if you can get one, if you can afford one, that will be tightly controlled by their 5G grid. And you'll have limited range, limited charging abilities. Yeah, it's just a control tactic. But that's the facts as put out by Reuters. And so you have ABC, CBS, NBC, AP. You have two from Fox. Fox has two. They're two of the seven. It's Fox News in general, and then Decision Desk HQ. See, Fox gets a double. I think Alex is right. I think they are going to be the Judas goat that is going to do the actual declaration. See, even the conservative Fox News channel said so. And then, of course, CNN, the Soros Democrat propaganda network. So that's it. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox twice, CNN once, and AP. And yet we have to keep creating URLs so that you can get to band.video, so that you can share information at band.video. We have to keep creating URLs because the social censors, you know, the social media companies that are antisocial, the search engines that are designed to keep you from finding things, those two groups are doing everything they can to keep anybody outside of these seven from having a say about anything. They don't want you. They're going to control what you see here and say. So the social media is there to control your speech. But not only that, they're there to monitor what you say about what they put out. They've been able to control, to close the loop, the feedback loop on their propaganda. It was an open loop system for the longest time, broadcast. They could put it out there, but it really wasn't that easy for them to tell. I mean, they had to do their polls, and we all know how accurate their polls are. But now they can very accurately look at your comments, and they can see whether or not their propaganda is working. So Election Night News is where you'll find us. That's our newest URL to get around the censorship. You know, it's NewsGuard right now that is very, very active. That's a Microsoft organization. Heavy funding from the U.S. government, NewsGuard. They're going to guard the news that you're allowed to see. And, of course, I've talked about this for a long time. I expected this to be a hacked election in a different way. I expected it to be more about cyber hacking, electronic voting. But they have Election Guard. That's also a Microsoft company. Heavily funded by DARPA, their subsidiary, their sole grant was a $10 million grant from DARPA to guard the elections, of course. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And then we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that Communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing. But still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, T-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere. But the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Sit and count all day, but sometimes I get carried away. I count slowly, 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 getting faster. Once I start to count,
yeah, the Philadelphia mayor has said counting mail-in ballots will take several days. We're counting, counting. One ballot, two ballot. Let's see, where did I want? Oh, one ballot, two ballot. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we don't know when this is ever going to be done, right? Never know. Philadelphia election officials said they've received more than 400,000 absentee and mail-in ballots. The delay in counting votes in Democrat-heavy Philadelphia could mean that President Trump may open up a huge lead in Pennsylvania over Joe Biden, only to see it disappear. How about that? Well, they may have a fake blue wave that's coming in as well. Because also in Pennsylvania, in a heavily Republican county, you know, here they've got massive store, hundreds of thousands of these things here in Philadelphia. And we're counting, counting everywhere, day after day. But in Pennsylvania, they got 187,853 people. 129,762 registered voters, reports the New American. And yet, the county elections director, Aaron Sheasley, not Sleasley, but Sheasley, says that only 21,000 ballots have been returned as of last Thursday. And they have more than 10,000 phone calls saying people never received the ballots that they wanted. Yeah, because they're afraid. They're locked down because they're afraid to come out. The virus might get them, right? Yeah, they just need to dress up like a zombie nurse. They'll be okay, like the people in Wuhan. They got the right idea, except they're not mocking their dictator. They're mocking our dictators. They're mocking us for being suckers and allowing this whole thing to be shut down and turned into a dumpster fire. Again, you know, 232 days we've been locked down. People are scared to death, even Republican voters, to go out in person and vote in person. And so we have this garbage election that is going to be contested, not believed by either side. And this summer, as New American is pointing out, top Democratic operative who specializes in mail-in voter fraud spoke to the New York Post under the condition of anonymity. And he said, quote, well, you got a postman who is a rabid anti-Trump guy. And let's say that he's working in Bedminster or some other Republican stronghold. Well, he can just take those filled out ballots, knowing that 95% of them are going to be Republican. He can just throw those in the garbage. Newman, is that you? Newman? Oh, gee, Jerry, I had him in my closet here. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, just another puppet singing, we're counting everywhere, we're counting. And as we pointed out, we have the story up, Infowars.com. Biden plans to, quote, assert control if the election is declared by the news organizations. They're going to be the ones who are going to decide. It isn't going to be these counts who are going on in the local. Like, the local count is not going to have any authority in this. Remember, it's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. And the counter is not going to be the count. It's going to be Fox or CNN or ABC, CBS, NBC. They will decide who counts, whose votes count. They will declare a winner. And Axios reports, quote, if news organizations declare Joe Biden the mathematical president-elect, mathematical president, look, we've had 232 days of lockdown. Based on a computer model at the Imperial College of London that completely ignored the curve that was supposed to be flattened, right? You know, you're supposed to have a curve, right? Farr's Law, 1840. Every epidemiologist knows about Farr's Law, the bell-shaped curve. Whenever you have a population that is exposed to a new virus, the number of casualties rapidly escalate, they plateau, and then they decline like a bell-shaped curve. And yet, in the model, they didn't have that. In the model, it was a straight line going up forever. Ioannidis, a scientist at Stanford who debunks junk science, called them on that at the very beginning. I've been talking about this for 232 days. But, you know, we didn't have Ioannidis in the White House telling us what to do. We had Fauci telling us what to do. He's the one that counts. We didn't have Scott Atlas until recently, but, you know, Scott Atlas has been cowered into the corner over a credentials issue and over the fact that he actually talked to RT. Who will tell you the truth about America? They won't tell you the truth about Russia, but they'll tell you the truth about America. More so than ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News. Yeah, you can get straighter dope from RT than you get from those guys when it talks to what's happening here in America. But he had to apologize because he actually gave them an interview. He talked to them. This is a sad state of affairs about free speech in the Trump White House. Even a guy who is very bold about telling the truth when he gets a moment, and he's the only one who does about this disease, even he is shamed into an apology because he actually gave an interview to somebody that is not blessed by Bill Gates' organization called NewsGuard or Google. Or Twitter or Facebook. They don't like that. And of course, you know, if you think that you're not going to get a mandatory vaccine, just look at who pays for the commercials on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and CNN. It's the big pharmaceutical companies. So they said, if news organizations declare Joe Biden the mathematical president-elect, and remember, we don't know about math anymore, right? Don't know much about history. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French we took or math either. He plans to address the nation as its new leader if the news organizations declare him as such. Even if President Trump continues to fight in court, reports Axios. It doesn't matter. You want to have a recount? It doesn't matter. The press said that Joe Biden is president. Joe Biden is president. the press said, don't pay attention to those Biden laptops. You don't pay attention to those Biden laptops. So you have not just broadcast media consolidation. You have consolidation with the technocracy, the search engines, social media. That's why we had to set up another URL so that you could get to band.video. It's electionnight.news, electionnight.news. So if you go there, you'll be able to see all the live broadcasts. You'll be able to see the archives of this show and all the videos there. And you'll be able to share that with people. And then they'll figure it out, and then they'll shut that down, and we'll have to create another one. And this is the way it goes. Welcome to 2020, when we no longer have free speech or freedom of the press, and nothing was done over the last 4 years to defend it. And as we have locked everything down, that's why we have this dumpster fire election. Never forget how this happened. Biden will immediately begin making senior staff appointments after the news organizations declare him. And that will move with unprecedented speed, quote unquote, according to Axios, who has been given some inside information from the Biden organization. Under no scenario will Donald Trump be declared a victor on election night, said Biden's campaign manager yesterday. And Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro publicly indicated that his state will not be releasing final election results until 3 days after the election. I could care less what Donald Trump says. We will count these ballots in a proper way to be certified. But, of course, if the news organizations say that those ballots go for Biden, oh, he will announce that as well. And Biden will begin his governing process. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. We're going to be right back. We'll have more news about the election, more news about what is going on with the lockdown, news about what is happening in Australia. Australia is your future, especially under a Biden presidency. But if you want to support us here, as we stand here alone against the biggest corporations the world has ever seen, all allied against us, along with the government, we have some specials to help you do that. Our 2020 election super sale, up to 60% off, free shipping. We have BodEase, 50% off, BioTrue, Selenium. Both of those have been out of stock. They're now back in stock. BodEase has turmeric and other natural ingredients to help your body naturally fight inflammation. BioTrue Selenium, you know that you need selenium. It is an essential mineral that everybody should have. And we call it BioTrue because it is non-GMO. It's organic. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off. Kava Chill, it's Kava Root for relaxation, 50% off. Extendawise, now 60% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. Our new nascent iodine surface spray, 50% off. All of those, free shipping, triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, electionnight.news.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game. How to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot, lot worse, folks. So stop submitting. The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize how the globalists operate and how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people
to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about what is coming up, of course, today in the aftermath of the election. The election's been going on for quite some time. Vote early, vote often, they say. That's what this is really about. My brother-in-law saw that there was an opportunity to vote when he was driving by the polling place the other day. There wasn't a line, so he decided he would go in there. But he said he wanted to just ask them a question about where he could change his registration because he had moved recently. And in North Carolina, they said, no problem, we'll just sign you up right here. You need any ID? No, we don't need any ID. Don't need any of that. We don't need no stinking badges. We don't need no photo ID. I told you back in 2012, a friend of his went in to vote. And you know what? North Carolina's proud of the fact they had the longest voting period of anybody at that time. And of course, no picture ID necessary. Just go in, give them a name and address, which, you know, you can vote the phone book, essentially. And his friend went in, gave him his name and address. I said, you've already voted. And so is this other person at your address. Well, that's my mother. She's been dead for several years. Well, you've both voted. There you go. So Biden claims again at a Pennsylvania rally that he never opposed fracking. Well, of course, he would be lying. These are some of the last-minute lies that they're getting out. Last-minute lies and threats they were seeing put out by the politicians. I'll tell you what is happening. He's backing off of the fracking stuff. And you've got Kamala nervously laughing on 60 Minutes about progressive. I don't know what you mean by that word. Progressive? I like progress. I'm not a radical leftist by any means at all. And so they're trying to back off of all this stuff. But of course, Biden has openly talked about how he would shut down fracking. The way that they're going about this, though, for example, here in Texas, the railroad commissioner is the one who is doesn't have anything to do with railroads anymore. But the railroad commissioner now presides over the petroleum industry, over the oil drilling industry. And so you've got Soros and Bloomberg pouring a lot of money into the Democrat candidate. That's the way they're going to shut this down. In the same way that Soros has poured in millions of dollars into state attorneys general races across the country. And also millions of dollars even into local district attorney races in past elections and in this election. And that's why you see the kinds of stuff that's happening in some of these areas where Antifa and radicals are rioting in the streets and nothing is being done about it. We had about a week ago, Soros hit the panic button and poured another $68.5 million into getting rid of President Trump. But that's not the only thing that they're doing. Their big political action committees, they can have unlimited amounts of money that they can spend as long as they do it through a political action committee. The only reason they have that structure there is so that they can trap people who are just want to get involved in the political process. Oh, you gave more than $2,500, Dinesh D'Souza. It's straight to jail for you. But, you know, Soros and these guys, they know how to play the game. They can donate hundreds of millions of dollars and no problem at all for them. So when we look at what is happening, yeah, he's desperate to get President Trump out. Maybe they didn't believe that Biden was going to win, you know, maybe Soros didn't believe the polls either. Maybe Soros was looking at the rallies like Michael Moore and saying, wait a minute, we've got less than 10 people showing up to almost all these Biden and Kamala rallies. And we've got tens of thousands showing up to all of these Trump rallies that maybe we need to pour some more money in. But, you know, they also have the ability to tell you what you can say, what you can see on social media and on the mainstream press. You know, those seven companies, they won't have any restrictions put on them on Twitter at all.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. What we are seeing here is a radical shutdown and the consequences of not only shutting down the country, but shutting down the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. You know, that troublesome document that Amy Coney Barrett couldn't name all the different sections of, and when, you know, she drew a blank on one of them and was reminded, then I think it was Josh Hawley, was it, that was talking to her? I don't know who it was, but it was a guy who was it wasn't Josh Hawley. It was a little brown-nosing guy from the Midwest. I can't remember his name. He then says, well, what do you think the significance is of having those different components there? You know, we have free speech and free religion and right to assemble and all these different things. Why do you think those were all put together in one? Well, gee, I really don't know. Really don't know. Well, you're about to find out. We're all about to find out. See, when you lock down all those things, you lock down the free exercise of religion, you lock down free speech, you lock down the free press, you lock down the freedom to assemble and to speak out and to see information, all that stuff. Well, that's what it looks like, is a dumpster fire election. That's what we've got right now. So I hope that Amy Barrett is watching today. It will be an interesting lesson for her as to why you don't want to pick and choose the First Amendment, which parts of it, and why she should not have shut down the First Amendment for people in that court case that she shut it down. You know, she let the virus rule the election, just like the rest of these people. And at the same time she shut it down, she referred back to a 115-year-old Supreme Court decision about a mandatory vaccination. Actually, it wasn't a mandatory vaccine. They didn't make the guy get the vaccine. They wanted to fine him $5. And 115 years ago, $5 was something to talk about. It'd be equivalent, since we've lost over 99% of the purchasing power of dollar since the Federal Reserve was created, and that was well after 1905, 1913. And so, you know, since we've lost so much of that, that'd be worth about a $500 fine because he didn't get his vaccine. And the Supreme Court upheld that fine. And so you've got people like Alan Dershowitz, who wants the government to drag you out of your house, strap you down, and like you've seen these pictures in Melbourne, Australia, where they it's a group of weaponized cops in military uniform holding somebody down and putting a mask on them. Well, Alan Dershowitz wants that done with vaccines, and he said he would argue that before the Supreme Court, and he'd probably would have Barrett agree with him because she agreed with this decision, this troublesome decision. She went back and referred to that, saying, well, because of this decision where they enacted a fine on somebody for not getting his vaccination, we can tell the Republican Party that they can't have a political meeting in this particular state. So Facebook is a super spreader of election misinformation. Well, I agree with that headline, but then when you look at it, it's Newsweek. And what they're complaining about is the fact that Facebook has allowed some information to be reported. They want them to censor more. This is where we are in 2020. This is why Glenn Greenwald resigned from The Intercept and talked about that. He said, this is pathetic. We now have journalists who, instead of talking about the absolute value of free speech and a free press, you have journalists who are cheering for censorship. And that's basically what we've seen for the last several years. We had people at CNN, like Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter, who made it their life's work to get InfoWars and Alex Jones taken off of social media. And when Alex Jones confronted Oliver Darcy at that show trial run by Marco Rubio, that's when they pulled Alex off of Twitter. You know, because he actually talked to this guy. The guy just sat over there passively, aggressively, wouldn't say anything. And because of that, that was supposedly bullying. Well, I'll tell you who was bullying who. Yeah, it was CNN. But here's what Newsweek says. Newsweek, trying to get back some of their credibility. You know, I have on my desk in my office, I have a couple of Newsweek issues from 1979 talking about how we were going to be out of oil and gas and coal. Coal, they said, we have another 500 years of that. So that has to be shut down. That's why the Democrats are trying to shut that down by fiat. But they were telling everybody back in 1979 when we had the energy crisis, good job, guys. Found that pretty quick. You must have found that on the internet. Anyway, it's that issue right there. And I bring that on the show from time to time and show people the dire predictions and just how wrong Newsweek was. At that time, people wanted energy. Now they just want to kill everything and everybody. They want to kill every business and everybody. And so they were telling everybody, well, we got about another 5 years of oil and about another 8 years of natural gas, and then we're done. Then we're done. And they couldn't have been more wrong. But here we have Newsweek now. They are now the arbiters of all truth, this laughing stock. I mean, I laughed when I saw that in 1979. I said, I got to save this. Never thought I'd be reading it to people on the air. But anyway, this is what they're saying about Facebook being a super spreader of election misinformation. The false stories that NewsGuard identifies sometimes include multiple election myths. So this whole thing is talking about how wonderful NewsGuard is. And remember, NewsGuard is a Microsoft-created filter to keep you from seeing things. Tied and connected and funded to DARPA and the other people. By the way, you know, it was DARPA that created the internet. It was the brainchild, the project of J.C.R. Licklider, a psychologist in the 1960s. He envisioned it. They called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. We just shortened that up. We called it Internet. For a while, the Internet was a loose collection of different bulletin board services, DARPANET, if you will. That's where I first came to see it in the 1980s. But after it got to be practical in terms of bandwidth, that's when InQtel and these other venture capital firms that had all of these spooks on the board from the NSA, from the geospatial intelligence, that's when they all got on board. And they made sure that that Google and Facebook and especially Microsoft were going to be there for them. And of course, Microsoft, the first company part of the PRISM program that was exposed by Snowden. And NewsGuard and ElectionGuard, also both done by Microsoft and DARPA. So they're talking in this story, and again, NewsGuard is the authority. NewsGuard will guard you from the lies, and they talk about this. You know, all this election misinformation, you have people talking about absentee ballots that are sent out without any verification, sent out without any signature line. Well, that's coming from these sites. And if you just looked at NewsGuard, they would red flag this for you and you would be protected from that. And Facebook is not protecting you from that. So you need to not pay attention to Facebook. They're not censoring enough. You need to pay attention to the military industrial complex's NewsGuard. You need to let the CIA and the military industrial complex tell you what to read about the election. That's exactly what this. So, yeah, when it comes to fracking, when it even comes to the laptop, you know, Lindsey Graham has said that he knew about the Hunter laptop thing all the way back during the Trump impeachment. And he's upset that the FBI didn't do anything about that. Well, what were you doing, Lindsey? Why didn't you say anything about this? It's a good old boys club. That's why. You know, he's not going to talk about that, just like he defended Menendez, the Democrat senator, for corruption charges. He was in his corner the entire time. He's probably in Biden's corner and Hunter Biden. You know, this is a guy, he knows how to get what he wants out of both sides. He's in a tight race today, Lindsey Graham. Gee, I don't know who to root for. Seriously, I don't. I despise Lindsey Graham. The other guy that's there is going to be every bit as bad, perhaps worse, in different ways. In different ways. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed. Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalist or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the men who told us, be careful, there's a mysterious pandemic, you gotta lock down the elections, the political conventions, we gotta lock down free speech, can't have you talking about treatments, can't have you criticizing the rush to vaccines. No, we gotta have more chaos. We want you fighting each other in your families over Trump versus Biden. We want you fighting each other in the streets, because the men who rule us all have decided that they're going to let the shotgun sing the song. So we've got the National Guard now activated in 10 states. 14 more states are expected. So if you're anybody other than Obama, you realize that's about half of the states. Maybe he thinks about 57 states. but no, we only got 50, and we got 24 of them expected to have National Guard. Already 10 of them have it. You can see the National Guard rolling into Chicago right there. That's just one of them. But as the National Guard is rolling into the cities, guess what the elites are doing? Well, they're taking private jets out. They're going somewhere else for the election. They're going to, maybe they're going to go to Wuhan and have a costume party. A little bit late for Halloween, but they can still probably find a discount on some zombie nurse costumes that were used last weekend for the Halloween parties that they had in Wuhan that we're not allowed to have anywhere else. Private jet traffic soars as the elites panic and exit cities. This is from Zero Hedge. They said, and here's some of the numbers. We got some numbers here for you, right? Stay tuned. We got numbers. Okay, here's the numbers right here. Out of New York, we got 172% increase in private flights here. Out of Aspen. Oh, yes, Aspen, Colorado. They've surged 135%. Vail, Colorado flights are up by 95%. And so, they're getting out of town. They're bugging out. But as they're bugging out, the stores across the country are boarding up. I mean, why wouldn't you board up your store, right? Most of these places, you can't really open up profitably for business anyway. And they got everybody, afraid. You got masks and all this other kind of stuff. I'm not going to the stores. Oh, there he's wearing a mask because he's doing sawdust, which, people used to do that. There used to be OSHA regulations saying you can't do that all day, but now they're required all day for retail workers. So there they are boarding up everywhere across the country. Shops in San Francisco, Beverly Hills, Washington, D.C., Atlantic City, Chicago, Boston, Indianapolis, Denver. It's kind of hard to tell whether they're boarding up because of the lockdown or the election, but I think in this case that they're more concerned about the Antifa mobs throwing a temper tantrum. Or, it doesn't even have to be President Trump winning. It might be that they will, burn everything down like football fans do after their team wins, right? They go in the streets and they tear stuff up. Or basketball fans or whatever. We see sports fans doing that all the time. Our team won! Burn it down. We lost! Burn it down. Doesn't matter. They just want to burn it down. They just want an excuse. Downtown Dallas businesses are boarding up. As a matter of fact, we had a listener send a picture in. He said, I thought this was kind of interesting. You guys got that picture? The listener sent in. They put up a kind of a horror picture poster. There you go. Freaky. Yeah, there you go. A woman with a shaving cream on her face, and she got like a butcher knife held up to it. So yeah, let's put that up, board up the stores. We don't want to incite anybody to any violence or anything. So let's not put up anything crazy, but yeah, we'll just put up this freaky horror film to slit people's throats because, you know, we've got Antifa going around talking about how they need to make the guillotines red again. Yeah, yeah. So they've always been red. Those folks have always been red. That's one of the things that really amazes me is how we allow the Democrats to have power over us. They name us and we say, okay, oh, well, so now we're red? Oh, okay. I thought you guys were always red. Oh, okay. You said we're red. All right. We'll be red. We'll be red states. How about that? The Marxists and the communists who have flown red flags for 100 years as the blood flowed in the streets of their victims, they're not red anymore. We're red and we're proud of it. And then what are you? Oh, that's right. You're progressive. You're not a Marxist. You're not a communist. You're not even a socialist. You're progressive now. Okay. We'll call you progressive. How about that? Are they just, you're woke? Oh, you're awake. That must mean that I'm asleep. No, they're not awake. And then we let them call us all kinds of names and let it stick. I guess that kind of tells us that they're in charge, doesn't it? They're not just in charge of the media. They're not just in charge of free speech and the free press. No, no, no. They're in charge even of the naming process. They get to name everybody and everything to their advantage. That's how you get the high ground in a debate. You put the names out. You know, liberal used to mean somebody who supported liberty. And in some countries, the people who are liberals are libertarians who are focused on liberty. That's why some people used to say, well, I'm not a libertarian. I'm a classical liberal because they don't want to associate themselves with some of the more libertine aspects of the Libertarian Party that had rejected the Christian principles. The founders had warned us that if we reject Christian principles, we will not have liberty. And so some people said, well, I want to call myself a classical liberal, but it was too late. The liberals had already poisoned that word. You know, we used to talk about a liberal education. That would be an education that would give you the tools of learning, as Dorothy Sayer used to say. A liberal education would liberate your mind. It would liberate you to be able to think critically and understand how you get information and think for yourself. But no, no, no. Now liberal education is indoctrination, Marxist indoctrination. But we call it liberal because, you know, everybody liked that term. It used to mean freedom. Plywood is running low as retailers board up the storefronts ahead of Election Day. But The Atlantic is claiming that they're boarding up because of Trump. You know, it's going to be President Trump who's going to be running around Molotov cocktails. only on their satires. So, and then we have a lot of people putting out, saying as they are, a lot of construction going on. You got to understand. A lot of construction. And this is good. This is economic recovery. We have plywood shortages because everybody's, you know, fixing up their storefronts. And then we have lots of piles of bricks. Pictures are being sent to me from everybody everywhere. Look at this. You got a stockpile. So massive construction projects going on. Plywood, piles of bricks. I mean, this is good news. I mean, even if they don't build anything, right? The same economists who have told us that, set up magic money theory, the modern monetary theory and so forth, you know, they agree with the broken window fallacy. Well, it's good if we break the windows because then we get to build it back. I just don't know if these businesses that are struggling to stay open are going to be able to build it back regardless. We'll be right back.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity.
And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Bio True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us, and it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist. Okay, my fellow patriots, we are 2 days away from the election, and the big talking point by the young turds and all the communists, all the socialists and AOC's people and the Democratic Party and Media Matters and George Soros is that we want violence and that we offensively want to go out and kill them or attack them. That's the last thing I ever want that would turn these dirty anti-American, anti-God, anti-family, anti-cop, anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights, anti-common sense people into martyrs. No offensive violence. No killing or shooting anybody that isn't trying to kill or shooting you. I have no desire for this. We have been talking about the Democrats calling for civil war, calling for overrunning the White House, calling for killing Trump, calling for killing cops. It's all over the news. You see the violent attacks. And we're simply saying that if they kill Trump or have a fraudulent election and throw him out of office and come after us, people have to be ready to defend themselves. Defense, not offense. Look out for false flags.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Say they plan unrest in the District of Columbia. You know, Soros has been funding this. They warn of a potential Trump coup after the election, you know, because if President Trump, this is what the Washington Times reports, they say they have plans that they published online to wreak havoc in the streets of Washington if President Trump refuses to abide by the results of Tuesday's presidential election. Now, they've been telling us for months, we won't know. We won't know for weeks. And for the longest time, I figured that the process, you know, Richard Proctor and I are wargaming this. It's like, well, maybe what they're going to do, because Nancy Pelosi alluded to this, maybe what they're going to do is they're going to tie everything up with delayed counts. We're counting. We're still counting. It's been days, but we're still counting. And then they're going to, have lawfare, suits, countersuits, suits, all that. Delay it until January the 20th. And then by the 20th Amendment, Nancy Pelosi gets to pick the president, right? But now they've said that, they came up with an alternative plan, I think. And that is to use 7 sanctified media outlets, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News twice. Fox News gets 2 votes, CNN 1, and the Associated Press. So, you know, we're supposed to believe that 2 Fox News sites balance out 5 hardcore left mainstream media sites. And I think that it'll be the people at Fox News. Again, it's typically the Shepard Smiths, the people who are running Fox News now. Rupert Murdoch and his sons. His sons are openly Democrat. And you know, when you look at Fox News, just go back a few years. Remember what Rupert Murdoch was doing. When he created Fox News Channel as a conservative channel, it was because he realized there was a market opportunity out there. It wasn't because he was a conservative. Not at all. He created Fox. He went out and he got Roger Ailes, who was conservative, to put together a news channel here. So they got a lot of conservatives like Sean Hannity and others. Now it's very big with Tucker Carlson. But outside of the commentators in the evening, the rest of Fox News is pretty much openly contemptuous of them. You know, Shepard Smith was, and he's now gone to, I think it's MSNBC or something. But, you know, they're not really, the news organization isn't really any different from CNN. And to give you an example of this, at the time that Fox News was so conservative, I remember Christian friends saying, you know, what's going on? You know, Fox News is so conservative, and yet look at Fox's cable channel. You know, you got Married with Children and all these other, you know, really over the top, you know, pushing the culture in an anti-Christian, anti-family way. Over the top. How is that? And I said, it's just simply for money. You know, because he could do things on his cable channel that ABC, CBS, and NBC wanted to do, but that they couldn't do. And so he saw that as an opportunity. So it's like, yeah, I can use language, sexual situations. I can deconstruct and destroy the family, which they can't do. Well, they can, you know, they were doing it, but he could step it up. He could make it edgier and make money out of that. And then to further illustrate the point, Rupert Murdoch decided that he would go hardcore left on talk radio, since everybody on talk radio was pretty much conservative or libertarian, mostly conservative. So he took Alan Colmes out of the Hannity and Colmes thing and a bunch of other people tried to create a competing left-wing radio simply because he's out there trying to figure out, you know, okay, everybody is over doing this. I'm going to do this other thing. He has absolutely no moral or political compass. It is about money. And he's perhaps one of the most ruthless people out there. See, the left would never, all these years, they would never create a conservative news organization simply to make money and to serve an unserved market segment. Just like all the Hollywood studios would never do Christian movies to make money. No, no, no. As a matter of fact, I remember when we were in the video business, we'd get together and we'd get the studio heads' ears, you know, once a year. And we'd tell them, you know, there's really a big demand out there for family films and Christian films. Well, nah, they would never do that. But you saw when Mel Gibson did it. Of course, that made him a pariah. But he still has the most profitable R-rated film. You know, the Passion of the Christ. But they didn't want to do that. As a matter of fact, this is kind of an aside, but I just got to say this while I'm talking about it. After DVDs came out, I remember it very distinctly. Went to Atlantic City, and the New Line studio executive head there, head of the home video department, was there. And he was trying to sell everybody on DVDs. Well, we'd been carrying DVDs in our stores for over a year. And as this technology is being talked about and people are selling it, they said, you know, one of the things that you can do, and we might do this with the DVD format, you can set up a a family version of an R-rated film, you know, because they would gratuitously throw in sex and violence just to get an R-rated film because they figured that would make more money. If people looked at it, saw it's a PG film, and thought, this is for kids. I don't want to go see that. And so they would throw that stuff in there gratuitously. And so they said, you know, we do this for the airlines and we could put different scenes on there and you could jump around that and we could have an alternative scene just like we shoot for the airlines so we can show it on an airplane. And so I was telling people that, you know, trying to sell them on the technology. I said, I think this is coming. That's a smart move. But of course, they're not going to do that. They were all about just the opposite. And I pigeonholed this guy from New Line Cinema and I talked to him about that. I said, you know, this is what people want to see. Why don't you do that? And you know, within 2 months, they did do that, but they went the other direction. They took a film that was pretty hardcore rated R. And they went the other direction. And you had a choice of watching something that was even more hardcore, even more sex, even more bloody violence in it. That's the way these people are. They just... So it was hopeless. It absolutely was hopeless. But I don't know how I got into that tangent there. I'm all completely off of the election. But as we look at this, this is the same monolithic media that has now been pushing the lockdown and the fear of the mandates for 232 days. And they're telling us that the leftists are going to have unrest in D.C. Oh, really? CNS News points out that shutdown D.C. plans to hold an election result watching gathering on the evening of Election Day at the Black Lives Matter Plaza across from the White House. I just reported on these people yesterday. Shutdown D.C. Shutdown D.C. That was the bureaucrats. And if you want to see this report, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I'm not going to play it again today. I'm not going to play the same thing twice in a row, two different days. So if you want to see it, it hasn't been discovered by the writers at InfoWars. But bureaucrats, the title of it at band.video is Bureaucrats Zoom Conference Openly Calls for a Coup. You got all these different bureaucrats and some lawyers who work for the federal government. Their organization shut down D.C. They had a Zoom chat. They're having a training session for how, if by some chance Trump retains office, here's how we've been shutting him down for the last 4 years, how we can slow walk things, how we can shunt this off to the side. And this, we all need to organize about this. We need to actively talk about this. These people are going to be holding an election result watching gathering at the Black Lives Matter Plaza, the same people that I showed you this Zoom conference yesterday, talking about how they're going to stage a coup against the Trump presidency. Now, this is a coup against you. It's a coup against the people. It's a coup against the election. It's a coup against the Constitution and our Bill of Rights. These are the same people, just like the media, that have locked you down for 230 days, 32 days. And we need to understand what's going on. It's a threatening message. And you need to take a look at that. Again, you can find that on my channel at band.video, Bureaucrats Zoom Conference. You know, Twitter blocks it. I tweeted it out. My Twitter account is Libertarian. Twitter will block stuff occasionally. We keep changing our URLs. If you get that, by the way, it'll just tell you it's a scary site. Maybe you shouldn't go there. But if you look down in the lower right-hand corner, there is still an option at the time being where you can say, well, go ahead anyway. So click that and go ahead anyway. Watch it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations.
But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our Body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Body's. Some like Body's better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people, gorillas of the globalists, to operate how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We've got more violence, so don't turn off the channel here. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. So we've got more violence because there's plenty of it to go around the world. We're going to talk about what's going on with Islam in Vienna and France and in America. We're going to take a look at all of this. Bangladesh, Indonesia, a big protest in New York City, over 1,000 Muslims, talking about how they are trained to fight back. So we've got all of that coming up as well, courtesy of George Soros and his open borders. You know, we don't care who comes in, right? And that was one of the reasons why they didn't want Trump to do anything at the beginning of the virus. You know, that's the only dispute they seem to have with him. They said, oh, we want to keep the borders open. He said, no, we're going to close it. So when they thought it was a threat. But now here we are 232 days later. We know it's not a threat. They've kept everything locked down. Bankrupting us, making us dependent on the government, turning this election, as I said, into a dumpster fire. And here we are, Election Day 2020. Never had government more involved in every aspect of our life, and never before has a vote been more meaningless with all of this corruption and with the bureaucrats who are now in control of our lives because we let them. We decided that the only thing that mattered were the elections, that we weren't going to do anything ourselves to defend our freedoms. And we weren't going to do anything at the local level either. Oh, no, no, we got to, you know, state level maybe a little bit, but really it's the federal government. Everything needs to be solved at the federal level. Especially, but, you know, the White House and the Supreme Court, that's where all the solutions come from. So let's just do that. We don't have to worry about our families, we don't have to worry about our kids, our communities. No, no, no. It's all going to be solved in Washington, and that's how we got to this situation. Before we get back into the news, I just want to remind you about our 2020 election super sale, up to 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points. We have a couple of products that were out of stock, now back in stock. BodEase, all-natural anti-inflammatory, that's now 50% off, back in stock, free shipping. BioTrue Selenium, also 50% off, back in stock, free shipping. Many other products, Ultra 12, Kava Chill, all these 50% off. Kava Chill is a kava root, which helps you to relax. And many other natural products to help make that more effective. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. Our new nascent iodine surface spray, 50% off. All of these, also free shipping and triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. Finally, we have Winter Sun Plus selling out fast. It's not discounted, but it is free shipping for Winter Sun Plus. Again, vitamin D plus vitamin K, the two of those act together. Vitamin K helps your body to absorb vitamin D, and vitamin D is essential to have a properly functioning immune system. They found, as I reported last week, 80% of the people who were in serious condition in hospitals with pneumonia, other flu-like symptoms diagnosed as COVID, they said 80% of them had a vitamin D deficiency. So make sure that doesn't happen to you. Your immune system can fight all kinds of things, not just COVID, you know, and you can die from all kinds of things, not just COVID. So make sure you got a great working immune system. Give it the nutrition it needs. Make sure you have adequate vitamin D. Winter Sun Plus, selling out fast, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we had this, another terrorist attack. We've had several attacks in France. People murdered, beheaded. And as a result, the French government has pushed back. They banned a group of Turkish ultranationalists, who were called themselves the Grey Wolves. They were going after Armenians. And I haven't talked about this. And I had somebody contact me and say, why aren't you talking about what's going on with Turkey and Armenia? I said, well, you know, I don't even talk much about this election, because if we don't stop this medical tyranny that's here, then anybody, anywhere, in any country that is going to have any freedom left, I mean, they're going to kill us all, folks. If we give them the power, that is their plan. And so if we look at what's happening in America and Australia and Canada and the UK, throughout Europe, we've got to stop this lockdown. We got to stop this masked medical tyranny that is rolling out here, because they're about to roll out the vaccines. And so that's what I've been focusing on. But there is a big war that's going on in Nagorno-Karabakh, and a lot of this is a big war. I mean, that you've got the Turkish government going in there. And of course, when we talk about genocide, the first time that term was ever used was Turkey trying to wipe out the Armenians. The Armenians are basically Christians and the Turks Muslim. And because of that, they wanted to wipe out every last one of them. That's the first time that word was used, genocide. The Muslims trying to kill all the Christians in Armenia. And they're still at it. They're still at it over 100 years later. And it's ramping up again. Yet another war that's going on under all of the lockdown news that is happening there. But if we look at what is happening in other places in Europe, France, multiple attacks. And yesterday we had a Vienna gunman, 20 years old, killed 4, wounded 17. And this is a guy who was released early from prison, even though he wanted to travel to Syria to join ISIS. He was arrested, jailed last year, April 2019. But, you know, he's only 20 years old. Let me tell you something. If you haven't noticed what's going on with Antifa on the streets, these are often it's the youngest ones who are the most dangerous, because they don't really understand consequences more than anything. They can hate, and they're physically competent, But if they don't have any kind of a moral compass, they are really dangerous. So they are the most dangerous ones. So he was given early release in December under a juvenile law. And he went around, two men were killed. He had an automatic rifle, a pistol, a machete. They said he was neutralized after a killing spree by the police because nobody in Vienna is armed. And 7 of the 17 victims are in life and critical life-threatening conditions. So that may have already gone up. Instead of 4, it could go as high as 11, according to them. But when we look at this, it is very much like Antifa. You know, I had people writing me, as well as it's in the news, about how Bloomberg and others have paid the fines to get Antifa, not Antifa, but former criminals eligible to vote. LeBron James and Michael Bloomberg have paid the fines for 13,000 people in Florida, felons, so that they could vote. And I had a listener send me this. He said, I know somebody in the Department of Corrections in California. Governor Newsom is forcing them to release inmates into the public because of the coronavirus, right? So we're going to lock you down, and we've talked about this many times. Lock people down, open up the prisons. And then, you know, Bloomberg and LeBron James do it one better. Well, let's not only let them out of prison so they can, you know, loot and burn the buildings down, but let's also give them the vote. And then if it doesn't go their way, then they can loot. Or if it does go their way, like a sporting event, you know, I'm sure LeBron James is familiar with that. They can loot and burn even if they win. Department of Corrections in California has released 22,000 inmates since January, you know, because of the virus. Now, these poor inmates, we don't want them. And just like we don't want any 20-year-olds in prison because, you know, that's just not fair. So the Grey Wolves, this group in France that is specifically targeting, looking for Armenian Christians to kill them. The French government banned that. So in New York City, Muslims there decided that they would fight back. Over 1,000 Muslims are protesting Macron, the French president, who has banned this group that wants to target and kill Armenians in France. And they said, quote, Islam teaches you to fight back. Yeah, we noticed. We noticed. We, on the other hand, do not fight back. We pretend not to even notice that we've had radical groups who have been pushed into our country for this very time, for such a time as this. That's why Soros brought them in. We're going to create division, have Americans fighting each other, and then we'll have foreigners fighting Americans. Now, as they come in and try to establish their own society, because they do not want to intermingle. They do not want our society. They're here to take our society over. And if they don't come in sufficient numbers to do that, they will fight us. We've got over 1,000 Muslims protesting the French president, but in New York City, talking about how they're going to fight. How they're going to fight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, don't worry, be happy, everything's going to be all right. Over and over, you know, we're told, let the technocracy spy on you. Let big tech control what you do. They will never abuse their power. They will never hurt you. And just as soon as they got their global AI grid in, they used communist China as the beta test to sell the world on a dystopic martial law lockdown. When it all started 8-9 months ago, I told you, it's never going to end. They're never going to turn loose this power. They're going to make you have internal passports on your phones to leave your house, to have a job, to travel. And they're going to add more and more restrictions on of how you get that travel pass. Remember The Running Man, Schwarzenegger movie in the mid-80s written by Stephen King about a future police state? Watch that movie and then compare it to today. We are in the absolute brand, the absolute mold of a classic authoritarian dystopic nightmare. We've got to reject this now before it's cemented. It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago
and then again 6 months ago, to War Game, how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you locked down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so here we are, Election Day 2020. We have everything the Democrats have always dreamed of. You can just drive through and vote. You can come on the spot, no identification. We'll register as a voter and just, you know, give you a ballot, and then you can go do that somewhere else. We vote early. We vote often. We extend the deadlines. We extend the election past the election. Again, you know, vote by mail, ballot harvesting, no identification, extended election, all these different things they've been using for a very long time. And the Republicans have just stood down and let it happen, just like they stood down and let this lockdown go on for 232 days, which is why we have this happening to us. More than 97 million Americans, says the New York Times, have already voted, over two-thirds of the vote total that we had 4 years ago. And so is it real? I don't know. You know, when you look at the crowds that show up for President Trump, you've got some other indications from some people who were right the last time that would coincide with what we see in terms of the public support of President Trump. Also, the fact that if you raise your hand and say, yeah, I would vote for Trump, you are vilified by everybody. So there's the shy Trump supporter phenomenon. I don't think that it would even be a contest if Trump had not followed Fauci. But he followed. He didn't lead. And now he may be moved out of the way. The Trump campaign manager details data, and he says, well, the Democrats should be nervous, and they seem to be nervous. It's almost like they know that what you're being told by the mainstream media is a lie, and it is a lie. So there's a lot of different indications that would say that the polls, which were all pretty much wrong last time, are wrong again this time. Nevertheless, as Vince Agnelli writes me from Virginia, he says, we know that in 2016, there were 5.5 million registered voters, a turnout of 3.9 million. For the first time ever, a 72% rate of turnout. It was a lie, and everybody knows it was a lie. And so now we see the same thing happening again. He said, probably at least 9 of the 11 congressional seats will go to the communists, perhaps all 11. Warner will win by a fraud. Biden will take the usual fraud win. He said, I'm sorry for people who believe that there's still elections in Virginia. But when the entire Republican state legislature votes 100% with the communists to extend the days beyond the closing of the polls to count absentee ballots, you can bet the fix is in. And again, he's talked about the fact that the Republican Party didn't even field enough candidates to get a majority in the state house of Virginia. They didn't even run candidates in most of the state legislature seats. They just handed it over to the Democrats. And they really handed it over this time as well. Back at the beginning of March, it's almost like they knew there was going to be a lockdown and that these games are going to be played, because they said, well, we're going to have to extend the deadline by 3 days. Why would they do that? Nothing had been locked down at that point. But they put it there. Republicans supported that. So here we are. Early votes total nearly 100 million as the campaign races to a close, as Republicans have handed this to them on a silver platter, in my opinion. I mean, you know, we've got now the media that has been handed the ability without any contest from President Trump or any of the Senate Republicans. Nobody wants to shut down or even say anything about the technocrats because they want this censorship. The military-industrial complex, the only thing that Marco Rubio was concerned about in those censorship hearings was to make sure they were going to censor the people that they wanted them to censor. You're going to shut down who we tell you to, right? China, right? It's not just China. After we were taken down 2 months later, you had 800 sites that were taken down. Now, the majority of those supported President Trump. But what everybody had in common, they were anti-military-industrial complex. They were anti-forever war. They were anti-surveillance state. That was the common denominator. That is the profile of the people that the government wants the technocrats to censor. And they do. They do.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing. But still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, T-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Get your comments about this election here. That number is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. If you want to call in and comment about what we're talking about or things that you've seen today, if you've gone to vote and you've seen some crazy stuff, I imagine if you've gone to vote, you have seen some crazy stuff. You know, we had that situation here in Austin over the weekend. We had the Biden bus coming through town on I-35, and you had a collision there. I saw, and you probably have seen it as well on Twitter, the headline says, local police say Biden staffer may have been at fault and the Trump train highway incident. I didn't know it was a Biden staffer, but you can see this video footage. And when you see them colliding, that truck was never over the line. And I don't know if this is the, no, this is not the footage of the actual collision. In the actual collision, there's a little white car. So that means probably some kind of a hybrid or electric thing or something coming after the pickup truck. And when I saw it, the person goes, whoa. And puts the camera over there and says, oh, they just hit. Well, there it is. That's the incident right there. So that white car is completely in his lane. And he's over to the other side. That car is halfway in the lane. That is the Biden staffer. Not may have, but was. Not may have, but was at fault. It was an act of aggression. Passive aggression. I was just hanging out halfway into your lane. I mean, you hit me when I was halfway more into your lane. Let me tell you, as we look at this violence, what you really need to be afraid of is the violence that is coming because of the lockdowns, the mandatory vaccines, and this is what they're pushing us into. You understand, don't you? I talked about this yesterday and the Common Pass framework, and I haven't covered, I've got a video about that where they brag about this, but they're already setting up the Common Pass framework, where you will go to a trusted lab. They will snitch on you to local and state reporters who will put it into a global database to see whether or not you're allowed to travel. And what's that going to be contingent on? That's going to be contingent on your test and your vaccine. And if you are not allowed to travel, It's going to essentially be the lockdown treatment for you forever if you don't get tested, if you don't get vaccinated. And after a while, I think people are going to have enough of this crap. And they're going to start having maybe, I don't know, assemble and redress your grievances to the government and public. This is what it looks like in Australia when people try to do that. Let's play video clip number one. No, video clip one. Okay, we got a problem with that.
Officers and the Mounted Branch used tactics seen in previous rallies to corner the activists in.
Look at that. You see the aerial view there of them cornering them.
And when some refused to provide their identification, police moved in.
Wow.
Arrests after arrests. Police took no chances and had zero tolerance for the antisocial behaviour. The persistent
antisocial behaviour, that's called free speech.
Said they will not forget Melbourne's strict 112-day measures as they took to the steps of Parliament. They carried signs saying don't trust the government and chanted for police to join them in their rally. The Premier is expected to ease further restrictions on Sunday, but for many of these anti-lockdown protests, it's simply not enough.
Well, yeah. I've got a man on the street report of this. Absolutely unbelievable. Over 400 people were arrested. They went to Parliament to protest. This is classic principles that are supposed to be supported in Western democracies. We have it enshrined in the First Amendment, but don't expect them to abide by that. And don't expect most of the police to abide by the Constitution they swore to either. They're going to do the same types of things that they're doing here in Australia, same types of things that they're doing in Ireland. I showed you that video clip last week as they locked down Ireland and some guy went up to the police and walked up and down the line and said, you should be ashamed of yourself. You will be ashamed of yourself when your children and your grandchildren ask you what you did with this. This is no excuse. And I want to show you, show video clip number two. This is a reporter there on the ground. And as you saw a little bit in that clip, well, go ahead and roll it. He explains it.
Till now.
Spraying them with pepper spray. And these are the people that you saw. They put a cordon around them of heavily armed police. To not let them out.
The one question I have is why? Why when there is zero cases, literally zero threat that these people pose of spreading the virus? And why when at Black Lives Matter, when the threat was far greater? Four people were infected that day, and there were tens of thousands here on the street.
That's right.
Police are moving in. What is a peaceful protest of
that's a report by Rebel News, by the way.
I'm not sure how this serves or protects anyone besides for Chairman Dan.
Chairman Dan, good name.
Why is he pushing me when I want to go this way? I'm trying to. He won't let me.
Excuse me.
Are you trying to get out?
I'm trying to get out, and they won't even let me. Let me go through, please.
What kind of...
Trying to leave. I don't want to exercise my free speech anymore. No, no, you're not going to leave. You're going to be arrested. You're going to stay here.
I don't understand what the justification to squeeze everyone into forcefully breaking those restrictions. How does that stop the virus spreading? How?
I heard this lady speaking, and I chose to stop and listen to what she's saying because she seems fairly sensible, conservative, peaceable person. Now I find myself surrounded by Victorian police who are rapidly moving in on me, and I find this very distressing.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it. Pause that video. Did you hear what he just said? He said, I was walking by. The guy's got a mask on, right? He's a good little obedient citizen. Doing everything they say, even though there's no cases there. Got a lockdown, got to wear a mask, you can't travel. So the people are not happy about that. He said, I heard a woman speaking. She sounded very reasonable, so I stopped to listen to her. All of a sudden, this ring of steel appeared. I couldn't get out of here. Now they won't let me out. He's going to get arrested. Why? Because he was listening to somebody speak. Do you realize how close we are to this? I mean, this is already happening on social media. And I've said for the longest time, these technocrats are being used as plausible deniability by the military-industrial complex, the CIA, and these other people who are shutting down our free speech, just like they're doing there. They're doing it on the internet first. Google has openly been working to create cyber cities, smart cities, part of the UN 2030 agenda. They will use these same types of tactics, these same Chinese tactics. That's why they call this guy Chairman Dan. Got a lot of money from the Chinese for infrastructure, guess what kind of infrastructure they're getting? You saw it right there. Let's run some more of this clip here. Show you the tactics of what they're doing. They're using these cops that are heavily armored, and then they open it up and they run through. They got some other people who grab them, some Nazis who grab them and arrest them, and they close up ranks again so people can't get out. Take them out one at a time. Go ahead, roll it.
They're violently arresting protesters who came here who were socially distanced until they were trapped. And just remember, zero cases for 4 days, 1.9 cases in the 14-day average. When Black Lives Matter marched these same streets with far more cases, that did not happen.
Hey, guys, look behind you and look where your leaders are.
Yeah.
You're the boys.
They're the ones with the $1 million.
No one's
about
this.
Get to them.
You're the pawn.
Pawns
in the game.
Nobody here hates you, boy. Nobody
all right, you get the idea. As a matter of fact, one of the politicians that's there, David Limbrick, he's a member of parliament. He says, I think I'm now the only politician who has witnessed firsthand both the Black Lives Matter protests back in June and the anti-lockdown protests today. Were they treated differently? Absolutely yes. And shocking. Now, he was saying, you know, it wasn't really a big crisis back in June. They had four people who were supposedly infected at the time in that area. They had everybody locked down. You couldn't move more than 3 miles from your home. But they let everybody protest. Here you've got not thousands, but 400 people show up at Parliament to redress their grievances. We are going back into the Dark Ages, very rapidly reverting into the Dark Ages. And this is going to be a lot harder to get out of because they have so much technological power. This is coming to America. We'll be right back with your calls.
888-201-2244.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, if you want your children to listen to you, whisper. And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones, and I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order, and I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the Third World, and then enslave the First World. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect, but now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Band.video and watch our live election coverage.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You're only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We've built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a t-shirt. Go get a historic t-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this gift. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. Infowarsstore.com.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to go to our callers. We've got several of them who are queued up here. If you want to join the program, that number is 888-201-2244. Let's go first to KC and OK in Oklahoma. Go ahead, KC. Thank you for calling.
Hey, David, I appreciate you, man. You're one of the true, true people that stand up for what you believe in. I love it. I love your intelligence. I love how you can get your point across. And I'm standing with you. I'm not voting. I'm not voting at all. I'm not voting for my judicial tyranny. I'm not voting for my slavery to be put on me lightly. I'm so sick of the status quo. When he put in Amy Comey, Barrett, whatever her name is, I knew the fix was in. I knew that, and people look at me like I'm crazy because I'm 100% Trump supporter. Have been from the beginning. I liked Donald Trump before he decided to run for office. I loved his business savvy, but it just seems like when he got into office, he went retarded.
He did exactly the opposite of what he did as a businessman. As a businessman, he pulled in people who didn't have credentials, but were competent. And you would have expected that he would have done the same thing as president, that he would have pulled in people who were with him on the issues and competent. Look, there's a lot of competent people who are not part of the government, who haven't been a part of the Council on Foreign Relations or part of the swamp or Foggy Bottom, the State Department, all this stuff. But that's who he picked from. He picked from them. And he continued, and even when he had bad picks, he replaced them with more bad picks from the same pool. He never put in outsiders. He never put in competent people. He put in establishment people. And they've stood silent while this has all happened. You know, Casey, I'm looking at the information that I see, the headlines, you know, two major mall landlords filing bankruptcy. We've got 87 million square feet of real estate just with one of them. And Friendly's restaurant chain back east. My wife and I saw this headline and it just made us so sad because that my memory of Friendly's was taking my young son for his first taste of ice cream there. And I'm watching America being burned down and I'm watching these damn Republicans standing on the side like Nero fiddling around. If they even bother to do anything, they tweet about it and they don't do anything. So get the hell out of office. You won't lead. You follow Fauci. Get out of the way. We don't need you there. We need to know who the enemies are. I don't need somebody reassuring me and patting me on the back and telling me they're on my side. They're killing us slowly. And people are saying, trust the plan. Trust the man. Trust the party. I don't trust any of these people.
Exactly. Neither do I. And my eyes are being opened even more and more to how they want to run this thing right into the ditch. They want to drive us into the side of the mountain and then give us, you know, universal pay and say we got a $1,200 check coming your way. No, thank you. No, thank you. I know that I'm getting older because the older I get, the more I want to go out and earn my living. When I was younger, man, I was lazy. I'm 48 years old. I've got four kids. I've got a new daughter, 2 years old, and it scares me to the future of what we're going to have. I haul oil for a living. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere out by Chickasha, Oklahoma, and Naples. I'm out here, and it really helps my PTSD because it gets me out here in the countryside away from all the garbage and the noise coming from the big cities. And, yeah. and it really gives me time to think and reflect on how my life at 2 years old compared to her life at two years old, how drastically different it's going to be.
I know. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart to see what's happening and to know that this is what we're leaving our children. And it's exactly. because the people who should be doing something about this are so passively focused on a government that is, in most cases, thousands of miles away from us. I mean, they're as distant from us geographically as they are morally and spiritually and legally from the Constitution. It's absolutely amazing to see this. And so, you know, hopefully we'll clear out some deadwood. We'll see the few people who remain behind. All of a sudden you're going to see they strap on capes and start acting like superheroes and going to save us when they're in the minority because yep. it will be to their political advantage. They'll say, oh, we would have never done anything like that to you. And you all remember who set aside and did this to you in the first place when these guys, you need to clear all these people out. And of course, we don't ever get rid of the incumbents of either party. There needs to be, you know, Jefferson wrote that quote to Adams saying, you know, about the blood of patriots and tyrants watering the tree of liberty. He said, you know, I'm really concerned for our country. He said, we haven't had a revolution for about 20 years now. And it's going to be a real problem if we don't stand up and constantly fight these people. And that's it. We just sit back passively, be pacified by the establishment media and the narrative. That's what they were designed to do, and they're doing it very well. I'm amazed at how they've been able to get everybody afraid and locked down and masked up about this virus nonsense, and they're doing the same thing. They're really weaponizing this about the politics as well. Thank you, Casey. I really appreciate your opinion on that. We see this the same way. Let's go to Dustin in Nebraska. Dustin, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, David, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. I just wanted to let you know that I am the Libertarian Party congressional candidate for Nebraska 3rd District. So if there's anybody in my district out there that is feeling the same way you are, that is sick of these passive Republicans just sitting by and towing the party line while the so-called experts in Washington, D.C. flush our freedoms down the toilet, you have a third option on the ballot today. So,
have you talked about the lockdown, Dustin? Because I know Rainwater talked about it, but Joe Jorgensen was just like, she was just all about Black Lives Matter this summer. It's like there wasn't even a lockdown going on. What are you doing there in Nebraska?
I recently had a radio interview and a TV interview where I said that I thought that leaving it up to the state was probably the smartest thing that the Trump administration did as far as how to handle the lockdowns. And here in Nebraska, we had no lockdowns. We had a fairly large spike at the beginning of it, and then it all leveled out and went away, just like every disease tends to do that is nothing more than a spicy flu.
Yeah. Well, you know, what happened is with the emergency executive order that President Trump put in, that incentivized and gave a financial incentive as well as a legal basis for these guys to do the wrong thing in many places. And many of them were Republicans who did this. And I was really kind of surprised at how silent the Libertarian Party was, especially Joe. And I know Joe from back when I was involved in the Libertarian Party, and she was running mate for Harry Brown and so forth. And I was really surprised because if I was in that position, as you know, because this is all I've talked about for 232 days, you better believe that would be the central focus of my campaign. And I couldn't believe that the libertarians are turning a blind eye to it for the most part.
You know, I am too. There was a lot of stuff going on at the national level, and I'm a little bit shocked myself that it wasn't one of the uppermost things on the presidential ticket plate.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same time, it's one of those contentious things where a lot of people don't know which side of the story to trust, and some people just can't believe their own lying eyes when they look at
That's
you
right.
know what's going on around them.
We're like deer caught in the headlight. Tell us again, you're in Nebraska,
exactly.
Dustin. What is your name? You're on the ballot, so give everybody your name and tell them what you're running for in Nebraska.
My name's Dustin Hobbs. I'm in Nebraska 3rd Congressional District. I'm running against Adrian Smith for the House of Representatives.
All right, and you're going to get their laws off of us, right? You're going to open up this country.
That's my old platform.
Good, good. All right. You guys heard it. Dustin in Nebraska. Look for him on the congressional ballot there if you're in his district. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot, lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and we're taking callers about the election or anything else. If you want to talk about what's happening in terms of our being locked down instead of Hillary Clinton being locked up, we'll take those calls as well. Let's go to Adam in Cincinnati. Adam's been holding. Thank you for waiting, Adam. Go ahead.
Hi, David. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. Go ahead. Thank you.
David, I just wanted to give you an update. I'm a trucker, regional, in Ohio. I do Indiana, Michigan, West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky. And the support out here is overwhelming. I know they talk a lot about the silent majority. I'm going to let you know that the people who are openly supporting Trump vastly outweigh Joe Biden. I wanted to bring that up because today I stopped at a truck stop in Indiana about 9 a.m. and MSNBC had a report that there were 97 million votes that had come in already. 97 million.
That's right. Yeah. That's about two-thirds of what we had the entire vote total last time. Absolutely.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I just find it hard to believe that there are so many people who can swallow that nonsense. Only four states are capable of early voting. And you sent 80 million mail-in ballots and they all came back, every single one of them.
I don't find that hard to believe at all, Adam. For 232 days, we've been swallowing this nonsense because it's been fed to us by politicians in the mainstream media as a consistent narrative. They've got us locked down in fear. They've got us wearing masks. They have closed 100,000 businesses. As I said at the beginning, people don't realize the real power that has now been unleashed on us. And I drew comparisons to World War II. You know, there were airplanes during World War I. They were used basically for reconnaissance. They would drop bombs occasionally on people, but, you know, they couldn't carry much in terms of bombs. And, you know, maybe like a Molotov cocktail type of thing. Basically, they would strafe the troops or something like that. Nobody was really aware of what a powerful weapon airplanes could be until the beginning of World War II. We had the Blitzkrieg. What we have seen here, you know, we've talked about the problems of social media used to control speech, not just the alternative press, but what you all are allowed to see and say in the public square, the digital public square. And what we have seen here with this censorship that was rolled out really 2 years ago overtly, prior to that it was running covertly, but then it became overt 2 years ago and allowed to continue. And what we've now seen is the full weaponization of the internet and social media as it was designed to be by DARPA back in the 1960s. And we've now seen a information war blitzkrieg. And so I'm not surprised about anything about this election because, quite frankly, if we can be locked down for 232 days and pacified with all this stuff, these guys can pull off anything.
Well, I mean, you have to understand, you know, a lot of people have the indoctrination of the social media companies. And that, you know, that's why we're harping on getting rid of Section 230 and holding these people's feet to the fire. I'm with you. I think that Donald Trump should have done something immediately. And I think personally that he should have Joe Biden tried for treason today.
Yes.
Today.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Lindsey Graham, who is fighting for his life and political life in South Carolina, sat on this laptop stuff for over a year. He knew about it. He knew that the FBI knew about it. And he decided that he wasn't going to say anything about it because he's playing a Machiavellian political game, as he always does. I mean, Lindsey Graham, a forever warmonger. So, you know, he's a Republican, and it's going to give the Democrats authority to do basically whatever they want if they've got all Democrats there. But, you know, Lindsey Graham is hardly somebody who's going to stand behind your freedom or the Constitution. And so when you look at this, Adam, you know, here's what I'll predict. I'll predict because now I talk to people all the time. I see people. I've traveled across the country, and I see people who know that this pandemic is a lie. They know it's a fraud. Are they doing anything about it? No. They're going to know that this election is a fraud. Are we the people going to do anything about it? I predict no. That's what I predict.
Yeah, well, I understand where you're coming from, but I'll tell you this, David. There's a hell of a lot more people like, what was that, Zapata guy in California, and he's right. There are true Americans. There are people who have never swallowed this. I've never worn a mask. I've never obeyed the guideline. My job involves me traveling state to state to state. There's no way that you can absolutely control interstate commerce unless you're going to go full-blown tyranny and you're going to use that little listening device that everyone carries around and actually start locking people down with the military. But I personally, what I think is that there's only one consequence for treason, and that is you should be put to death. And once the treason trials, the military tribunals, whatever it's going to take, once it starts happening, all the rats will get off the sinking ship immediately.
Yeah. It's hard to say where this is going. I mean, for the longest time, you always figured, well, if these guys really want to start a civil war, they'll do it with gun confiscation. And then we had all these Democrat candidates now, including Joe Biden, you know, getting some of these people like Eric Swalwell and, Beto O'Rourke and so forth that were talking about, oh, yeah, we'll take your guns. We'll use the military to take your guns. And it's like, yeah, I want these guys on my team and maybe I'll have them, do that type of thing. So they're openly talking about that. But I tell you where I think this is going to roll out. I think it's going to roll out like we're seeing in Australia. I think they're going to lock down people. They're going to take away everything from you. And after people have had enough of this, I think that's how that's going to roll out. I don't think it's going to be necessarily with the guns. That adds a new dimension to it in America that's not there in Australia, because they took the guns a long time ago in Australia and ran over them with bulldozers. And this is one of the reasons why these people are being locked down like this. And so but I think that it's got to the point where these people don't care anymore. They are radically changing our society, and they're doing it at a pace that I don't think anybody expected to see. I saw all these things coming, but even I am surprised at how rapidly they're rolling this out. So we'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, I don't believe these election results. They've got it baked in. As I pointed out at the beginning of the show, they're saying we've got seven different vetted news media, and they're going to be allowed to say whatever they want on Twitter. Everybody else will be censored. And these seven different media organizations, two of them from Fox, they have CNN, they have ABC, NBC, CBS, and AP. They're going to be able to declare who the winner is, and guess who they're going to declare. And then nobody else is going to be allowed to say anything about it. And then, they're going to portray Trump as trying to organize a coup. I think that's the way this is going to roll out, Adam.
Well, I'm with you on the guns. And you know what? The reason that we can't be invaded by a foreign power is because of the guns. And that's why they started on the East and the West Coast. That's why they got New York. That's why they got California. They implement all these, gun grabbing legislature for that reason right there. But I'll tell you what, man, they'll never make it past those communist hellholes into middle America. And that's a fact.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to see what happens. I think things are coming to a head. Thank you, Adam. Good information there. Let's talk to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you've been holding. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, David. Enjoying your shows. Always must-see for me every day. Listen, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Trump's a globalist. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Number one, he did nothing about tech censorship. He could have done something about it in 2018, because if you'll remember, after Alex Jones and Laura Loomer had been banned, all the big tech CEOs were in front of Congress saying, oh, no, we don't engage in censorship. Even after two high-profile personalities have been banned, why didn't they prosecute? It seems to me it'd be a slam dunk.
Yep.
Number two, why has nothing been done about George Soros? Why has he not been arrested? Why has he not been deported? Why does that SOB still have his citizenship? I mean, in that montage of headlines, you had the New York Times showing the $220 million he donated to leftist groups. Hungary had the good sense to revoke his citizenship, and that's the nation of his birth. Why don't we have the good sense to do likewise? Thirdly, why have the riots not been stopped? Why has Donald Trump not done anything about the riots? Please don't tell me it's not about the feds can't do anything. A lot of these jokers, like Holly Zoller, who was passing out riots.
Hang on, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on, I'll let you finish up when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our callers. Stay with us.
Okay, my fellow patriots, we are 2 days away from the election, and the big talking point by the young turds and all the communists, all the socialists and AOC's people and the Democratic Party and Media Matters and George Soros is that we want violence and that we offensively want to go out and kill them or attack them. That's the last thing I ever want that would turn these dirty anti-American, anti-God, anti-family, anti-cop, anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights, anti-common sense people into martyrs. No offensive violence. No killing or shooting anybody that isn't trying to kill or shooting you. I have no desire for this. We have been talking about the Democrats calling for
civil war, calling for overrunning the White House, calling for killing Trump, calling for killing cops. It's all over the news. You see the violent attacks. And we're simply saying that if they kill Trump or have a fraudulent election and throw him out of office and come after us, people have to be ready to defend themselves. Defense, not offense. Look out for false flags.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcumin. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Bio True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us, and it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, this is our final segment, and we've still got some callers, and we want to clear out as many as we can, but I wanted to let Mark in Pennsylvania finish because we got to him about 45 seconds before we got to the end of the segment. So go ahead, Mark, thank you for holding. Go ahead and finish up.
Okay, yeah, so anyway, why has Donald Trump not done anything about the riots? You know, the feds could get involved, you know, because a lot of these rioters are going interstate, and, you know, whatever crime that, you know, at the state level becomes a federal crime once you cross state lines. So
that's
why,
exactly,
you know,
it.
Like Holly Zoller, for instance, why has nothing been done on that front? Why has nothing been done about the destructive devices? You know that, you know, under federal law, that Molotov cocktails, which these thugs like to use,
yes,
are considered destructive devices, are illegal under federal law. So why have the ATF been sicked on them?
And are you aware,
you know,
that AG
such as these organizations not been frozen? Why has Donald Trump appointed all these swamp creatures? I think he's a globalist. He sold us down the river. I support
him. Well, you talk about why nothing has been done. You began by talking about Soros, and you're exactly right. They should be coming after Soros. I believe that there's a lot of Soros money and other money that is funding interstate crime. Right. We don't need to send in federal troops. We don't need to militarize the police, but they have crime that's going across state lines, as you pointed out, incendiary devices. And I'll tell you, it gets back to the personnel that President Trump has had. AG Barr is a Trump, Bush CIA holdover.
I know.
When they shut down a lot of the CIA after the church hearings, exposing their crimes. And of course, the key thing coming out of that was the FISA report, because one of the key things about it was not the foreign assassination attempts. I got all the press, but the key thing was how they were spying on Americans.
I remember that.
And so when they shut it down, they put George H.W. Bush in charge of building it back, and his right-hand man was Barr, Bill Barr. And so when you got Bill Barr there, when you've got Gina Haspel, who sold the lies of weapons of mass destruction to get us involved in the Iraq War, and she got those lies from torture. She sent John Kiriakou to prison, and she covered up the crimes, and Trump promoted her. And then she is part of this London Langley cabal that tried to run this intelligence community coup against him. And she's still there.
Yeah, well, why hasn't he fired these SOBs, and why has he appointed these swamp creatures? You mean to tell me, I grew up in New Jersey, so I know of Trump long before the rest of the nation did. It's like, you can't tell me he didn't know good people from the business world that he couldn't have brought in.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree.
Personnel is policy. Boy, I don't even know if I'm going to vote today, Dave.
Yeah, well, I'm not. This is the first time I can remember not voting, and I'm not. Personnel is policy. He's got globalist personnel. He's got globalist policy, and that's what we've seen here. Thanks, Mark in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark. Johnny's been holding for a while. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hi again, Dave. Great job you're doing on the show, as usual. Just wanted to, I have an agenda here, but unlike the vast majority of politicians, I'm going to tell you what it is, and it's going to be the truth. I'm going to tell you three promising developments, one from Denmark, one from Germany, and one worldwide, and then just four recommendations for what I think would be, at this point, and I'm being very conscientious about this, the most important audio videos for people to see. The promising development from Denmark is, I think I told you this before, earlier this year there was a planned lockdown, and they were testing the Danish people to see, normally compliant Scandinavians, to see how much they would take, but they foreshortened the lockdown by 53 days from August 31st to June 8th. And that was good. And since then, they have not dared try to lock down again because they realized, okay, that's the breaking point. That's the point at which Danes will push back. So they've been kind of inserting, one little restriction after another. And the most recent ones is you have to wear, except for a few exceptions, you have to wear masks in supermarkets and closed public places. However,
And that's what that is. That's a mass distraction, if you will, or a mask distraction. As people see that there's nothing going on here, they keep the fear going and they give you something else to, oh, wait a minute, we got to wear masks now? That's what they're doing here as well. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right. And if I were superstitious, I would say that, it was my telling InfoWars about the mask that caused this, because it was just after I had said on three different InfoWars shows that it's down to like under 1 in 1,000 people that I noticed wearing masks that they started to go after the masks. But I'll tell you this. They mentioned that about 50% of Danes, supposedly, officially, only about 50% are for for vaccinating themselves. But they don't ask the question, how many are for forced vaccination? And I've done an informal poll, my friends have, and I've only found one person, one real libtard, who's in favor of it. So that's a promising thing from normally compliant, government-trusting Denmark. Now, in Germany, Berlin is actually the world front line of resistance, probably because of the horrible experiences they've had with fascism, which actually called fascism.
They also remember the medical experiments of the Nazis, too, probably.
Sure, and that's what I was referring to also.
That's what this is.
Yeah, because they actually had fascism that was cold fascism. They could say, okay, well, even though the extremely compliant could say, we're under fascism because the government tells me it was fascism. Okay, it was fascism. And they know they don't want to go back to it, and they know fascism when they see it, only from their own government, but from this COVID hoax. And Berlin has become the front line, the world front line of resistance against COVID-19 hoax. I don't know if you're aware of this, I know you're very well informed, but even in America in alternative media, it's hard to come by information like this. But I'll tell you, it's a lot easier.
I know there's been big rallies there. They've had people coming in from other countries. They've hosted that there. Absolutely.
And Germany, just to give you an example of the kind of gaslighting, enormous gaslighting. We almost have to find another word. Fauci gaslighting, you know, that the media does. In the first one, they said there were 17,000 people to utter nonsense. John Rappaport on InfoWars actually showed pictures, and based on his extensive experience, he said it was about 400,000 plus or minus 100,000. He was humble, and he said it's kind of hard to tell. So somewhere between 300,000 and 500,000 the first time. The second time, a couple of weeks later, they had another one which was larger, so they realized they had to say it was larger. So take a guess. If I wrote this as fiction, the fiction publisher would throw me out for being too implausible. They said 18,000, and people said, "No way! No, we're not going to believe it." And I know you listen to Get. I know from your references to Get Smart. Would you believe 38,000? You know, and people actually believe that. And if you do the ratio there from 38,000 to 17,000 is 400,000 to what? I'll save you the computation. The answer is 894. 1,118. It's almost 900,000 in a country where the population isn't even 84 million. So that's why, you know, Berlin is the front line. They've had lockdown measures, but it's being very strongly opposed. Also from Germany, there's a gentleman doctor, and he's a law doctor, not a medical doctor, Reiner Fürmisch, and I'll spell it for you. Reiner, just like Rob Reiner, except this guy is the opposite of a meathead, and Fürmisch, like Fuel, F-U-E-L-L-M-I-C-H, and he has...
That's right. They're doing a massive lawsuit challenge against all this, right?
That's right. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to alert you to, and I actually wrote you an email. I don't know if it got to you. I'm a little bit skeptical, you know, about this, and I asked you to the extent that you have any contact with Bob Barnes to contact them, because I know Bob likes taking on, you know, pro bono cases, but you know, when he can. But this has the advantage, I think, for him of being a double whammy, a double winner. If you want to contact me, he should feel more than free to, because Reiner's no joke.
Absolutely. They're putting together that, and that's the way it needs to roll out. But you know, again, the courts, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of like pushing on a rope in many of these cases, but we need to hit them on every front that we can, because they hit us on every front that we can. I appreciate that, Johnny. That's great information. I've only got about 2 minutes left. I want to get to some of the other callers who've been holding. Thank you so much. Let's go to David in Little Falls, New York. Go ahead, David. Thank you for holding.
Oh, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Awesome. Hey, I'll keep it brief. I'll give the other guy a chance. I just called. I told you, Screener. I want to thank Alex Jones. I want to thank you, because you guys have different views, and yet you flow together. And I'm so thankful there's still libertarian voices out there that can work together. And I hope you guys stay together.
Oh, yeah. You're thank Alex for that. I mean, he doesn't put any restrictions on what I have to say. If we disagree on something, he lets me disagree. I mean, that's free speech is about, right?
Right, because I learned so much from you, but I learned from Alex. And I get two views. No, I did vote for Trump today, but I felt the pain. But I just wanted to say thank you, Dave. Keep up the good work, and God bless, man.
Well, thank you, David. Also holding is Randy in Oklahoma. Thank you for holding. Randy, go ahead. We've got about a minute left.
Great. Thanks, Dave. I tuned over that last guy with Alex and you and the whole crew doing phenomenal. I'm calling about, even though I'm Oklahoma, I think you've probably heard Shiva's case in Massachusetts with the primary fraudulent vote count. Using OpTech software. Are you familiar with the software they use to shave the vote?
What was the software again?
It's called OpTech. OpTech. It's foreign owned.
OpTech. I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I followed this electronic voting, and I'm 100% against any electronic voting. That is the easiest way for them to do the defrauding. And I really thought that was what this was going to focus on this time around, was electronic voting. But make sure you understand, they're going to do that the next time around, and they'll do it from the top to the bottom of the ballot. Even your local offices will be affected by that. Thank you, folks.